Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for listening to Recharge Your Life. Today I want to talk to you about a trip that I just took. I just took a trip out west, and on our trip we went to fly into California, and I can honestly say that traveling by way of plane right now is not something that is recharging one's soul because of all the aggravation involved in dealing with airlines canceling flights and rerouting you to weird places. But when we finally did get to where we were going, I had an opportunity to walk over the Golden Gate Bridge, and while walking over the bridge, we took notice to all the, you know, emergency mental health crisis lines that are available and such, and it really made us stop for a minute and pause and think about all the people that, you know, have the intention of ending their life when they walk on that bridge, and just feeling sad that life would come to a place of thinking about having it be final. So I think that, you know, tonight's message is going to be about really just taking a minute and talking to you about being aware of time, places, and situations in which you feel like you need a break, and listening to your body and saying, I need a break. Or when you're working in a situation that, you know, the work environment seems so toxic. I know that, you know, in this day and age, it's hard to, you know, function and not have work, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to stay going back to a job that's toxic, a job that's hurting you emotionally. I think it's really important for us to recognize that although we may love a job, if a job is impacting us to the point that our mental health seems to be off sync, or we're feeling depressed or anxious or highly irritable or angry all the time, it's really important for us to consider a change. It's really important for us to consider a different line of work or a different work with a different company, because it doesn't make sense to continue to go back to a company and work when your mental health is at risk. Right? So really take a minute and think about what it is you need to do for yourself in order to help yourself feel recharged, to feel respected, to feel rejuvenated, to feel like you want to participate in your job and you want to go to work in the morning, and it doesn't impact your mental health. It doesn't create a place where your heart sinks and you start to have panic attacks and you have nausea, or you're ruminating about work after work, because that's not good. That's not a good place to be. I want you to start paying attention to your body and the signs in your body and the symptoms in your body that tell you that, you know, it's time to take a break. Is it when you start feeling overly tired and are having a hard time getting out of bed? Is it when you start to feel nauseous when you're eating? Is it when you start to feel like you are short fused? Is it time to take a break when you are feeling just generally overwhelmed? Whatever it is for you, just if you can move to a place of acceptance, that those are signs and those are symptoms that a break is needed. And if you need a break, schedule the time for yourself to have a break, whether it's a day, a half a day. Kids are going back to school, and I heard a mom yesterday say, you know, I can't wait just to be in the house and have it be quiet. And I can honestly empathize with that. You know, like every year when my kids went back to school, I would take a day off after they went back to school and have nothing to do and just want to just be in the house and just be with myself and be not having to rush around and not having to, you know, be involved with a lot of stuff, but, you know, just take time just to be. And I encourage you to take some downtime, to take some time to just be, to remember what the signs are for you that you need to take a break and just take a break. Because we know when we need a break, and it's important for us to take the break that we need when we need it. If we're not allowing ourselves to break that we need when we need it, then we're overworking ourselves and we're not giving ourselves a chance to recharge. When we continuously walk into a place that, you know, is impacting your mental health in a way that it's dangerously getting dangerous, where you're contemplating doing something to harm yourself as a result of the place in which you work, it's not worth being there anymore. It's not worth staying in that job anymore. And if you need help creating a resume, if you need help deciding where to send your resume to, talk to a friend, talk to a family member, talk to HR about getting out of the department that you're in. Talk to somebody about the situation and allow yourself to have the freedom to move away from the situation as it is into a situation that's going to work for you rather than a situation that's not going to work for you. So, so take a minute and contemplate what it is you need to do for yourself and take care of yourself and take care of your well-being and recharge yourself. Another thing that we did that we were away was we explored a canyon. And the cool thing about this exploring the canyon with a guide was that we learned a lot about canyons. And while in the canyon, we learned that, you know, the canyon over time changes. The reflection of light shifts and how the canyon looks shifts, and it's all because of the water that flows through the canyon and moves around and creates round areas and rounds out edges and just makes it appear differently, right? Because it's actually changed the way the canyon is shaped. So an analogy that I walked away from after walking through the canyon is that, you know, in the beginning, the canyon is beautiful. Before any water touches it, the canyon is beautiful. It's just an incredible a completely naturally made, thing that's just gorgeous. And so after the water flows through it and the water dries up, it's still beautiful. it may be different, it may shift, it may appear differently to the person that knew it before, but it's still beautiful. And I want you to think about life like the canyon, you know, because life in the beginning is beautiful. And as we go through life, life shifts. Life gets shaped by the water that flows through our life, by the forces of nature that come into our life and shape it and turn it and change where we're standing or shift what we're thinking. But it's still beautiful. Life is beautiful. Things shape us, things shape our lives, things shape our environment, things shape our thought processes, things shape our feelings. But life is beautiful. Life is life, and it is beautiful. It may not be the same as to where you started many moons ago, but it's still life, and it's still beautiful. And I think a canyon is a living representation of that beauty, and how, you know, the force of nature can change it, change the way it looks, change the way the light reflects off the wall, change the edges to be more rounded, to create new faces in the canyon. And although it looks different, and although there might be more to see, it's still beautiful. And so is life. So when you think about recharging your life, and you think about life in reference to that canyon. And the canyon that I'm speaking of is the Lower Antelope Canyon. And the canyon tour guide was given to us through Ken's Tours in Page, Arizona. And the tour guide was amazing. And he'd been a tour guide since he was in high school, and now he's an adult. And so he knew the canyon for many, many years. And he knew how the canyon got started as being a place the public could come in and see. And he told us so many great stories about the canyon, and so many great experiences, both good and bad experiences that had taken place in the canyon. And it was just a spiritual place. It was a very spiritual place to be in. It was beautiful. So I highly recommend, if you have an opportunity, to go to Page, Arizona, to look up Ken's Tours in the Lower Antelope Canyon and take a tour. Especially now, post-COVID, the tours are way different. There's not as many people in the tours, and it's not stressful, and you have time to appreciate, and you have time to really take in what is around you without the hustle and bustle of other people behind you. And it's a sacred spiritual place that should be respected, and beauty should be acknowledged. But if it's about probably about an hour and a half away from the Grand Canyon, and it's worth the drive. And it's really beautiful. So check out the Lower Antelope Canyon in Page, Arizona, if you have a chance. And the last thing that I want to talk about in reference to my trip is we had an opportunity to catch the sunset on the bayside in San Diego. And it was really beautiful. It was really beautiful. And I have to say, you know, as peaceful as the sunset was on the bayside in San Diego, moving into the Gaslight District, the energy there is shifted. The energy there, I want to say, was more edgy, more, honestly, fearful. The energy there was not relaxing. was a high energy town with lots of stuff going on, and the culture and the food and the lights and the town in and of itself seemed very cute, and the food was awesome and the ice cream was great. But there was a sense of energy on the street that was a little unnerving, a little fearful, for me anyway. So while in San Diego, I didn't feel recharged when we moved away from the water. There was something very peaceful in the sun setting on the water. There was something very peaceful there. But moving away from the water, I didn't feel peaceful. I didn't feel calm. I didn't feel at ease. I felt very on edge and very on guard and scared. So I think it's important, you know, as you travel around to different places and to different towns, and that you know, you're honest with yourself and you acknowledge what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and it's okay, right? You know, like, for some, that city might be awesome and they might enjoy it. They cannot wait to get there again, you know, post-COVID. But for me, I didn't, unless I was next to the water, and it was daylight or right at sunset, I don't think I would enjoy being there again. But again, I think that, you know, boundaries in our life and saying yes and saying no to what works for us and what doesn't is important in recharging our lives and recharging our souls and recharging our energy, for the sake of our own sanity and well-being. It's important to be true and honest with yourself. And just because something works for someone else and it doesn't work for you, it doesn't mean there's something wrong. It just means then that's what it is. That's just what it is. So just be kind to yourself and acknowledge what's okay for you and what's not okay for you, and be accepting of that. But whatever way you take some time to recharge yourself, whether it's by taking a trip, whether it's taking a walk, whether it's, taking a nap, or having some nice food, or eating food slowly, cooking a nice meal, spending time with family. I'm curious to know what way that you're going to choose to recharge yourself this week. So if you want to leave me a message at the end of this recording, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate knowing more about you and how you recharge you. I also want to let you know that you can find us meaning Recharge Your Life at Recharge Your Life, Transforming Parenting, Divorce Mediation Matters, and Anger Management Academy USA. You can find us all on Instagram and Facebook. So look for us there. Posts will be made on social media on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Making a commitment to that. So all Instagram and Facebook pages will have new posts on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And all new podcast episodes will be recorded on Tuesday and Thursday. So if you want to follow us, I look for you to follow us on social media, either Facebook or Instagram, and I will be happy to return here to this space to record another episode for you. And if you have ideas of what you want me to talk about, I'm open to talking about whatever it is you want me to talk about here in Recharge Your Life. So whether it's about divorce, whether it's about parenting, I think next week I'm going to talk about parenting. On Thursday, I'm going to talk about parenting. I had some interesting parenting situations while traveling, and I'm going to be honest and real about what they were, because I want to speak to other people that may have dealings with kiddos that are young adults in the way in which I did, I think it would be helpful for other people, and I think it would be good, just to be honest and real about what my experience was. So I look forward to talking to you on Thursday, and I hope you follow us on social media. All right, thank you, and have a wonderful evening.